Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Patriots Friday. Robert Splaine will join us in about 25 minutes at 7:30, and Wiggy has been all over it, not just this week, but last week too, when it comes to the defense and about the expectation that there was for them and not living up to it, whether it is missed tackles or what Mike Vrabel calls explosive plays that you are giving up, that the pressure's on here when it comes to the D on Sunday and Aaron Rodgers. So we'll talk to Robert Splaine about that and other things coming up in just a little bit. But and of course, Monday, heads up, we will be at Gillette Stadium with Mike Vrabel and with Boomer Esiason, who has been very critical of Tom Brady.
Right.
And so we'll be able to talk to Boomer more about that on Monday's show. But we have leads left, including this one from Courtney. Hello, Courtney.
Hello, good morning, everybody. It's your choice this morning. It's a Friday. There's a serious lead I have or a not serious lead that I have.
I mean, I'm not serious on Fridays. I mean, I'm a very serious person Monday through Thursday, but I come Friday, I let the freak flag fly, Curtis. You know how that goes.
Sure I do. Love it.
I'm thinking of staying up past 8 o'clock tonight, maybe.
That is a ballsy move.
Depending on how good Dateline looks.
Okay, then I'll do the not seriously, because you know what? I don't really want to anger people in the Twitch this morning. I really want to just, like, I want to head into the weekend on a good note.
Okay.
They're going to hate this lead no matter what. Taylor Swift's album comes out in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today, The Life of a Showgirl. It was announced yesterday, speculations, that there will be a film that is coming out in theaters alongside this album. When I tell you,
Does she need any more money? I mean, the woman has billions and billions of dollars.
Well, she got to take care of Travis.
Is it going to be free for her fans?
No, definitely not.
In this economy, it would be nice. I mean, she's a billionaire.
Let me tell you, as soon as those tickets drop, I will be number one in line in queue to order. This is exactly what Taylor Swift fans need, because it's going to be a bit probably before we get another concert. The fact that she's giving us maybe even a feature-length film to go along with this album is so chef's kiss, yeah. I can't even explain to you.
Is Sydney Sweeney in it? Because then I would go.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm sure she'll have friends.
Is it a film of making the album?
We have no idea what the film is.
It's all about the number 13.
Right. It's a movie about a movie.
No, I just think that
it's her proposal.
It's innovative. But it's not innovative.
People have done concert movies since the
90s. But this isn't a concert movie. That's what I was going to say. They've done movies after an album has come out, and they've toured and they've put those movies out there in theaters. But this is leading up to an album release. That's never been done before.
So it's just like her movie of the album release.
Whether it's a movie that just explains, like, the music plays in the background of the movie, or if it's how she made the movie.
Oh, so you're saying it's completely.
It could be an actual film.
Oh.
I wonder if, I mean, Kelsey now will be in two feature films in 1 year. You got Happy Gilmore 2.
Yep.
Yeah. And, he was good in that.
Yeah. He was great.
He was very good in that.
Also, didn't he make a brief appearance in that Christmas movie?
Debbie Does Dallas?
No, like the Chiefs.
The Hallmark Chiefs love story.
I never saw it.
The Chiefs love story.
Oh, he did make a quick cameo on that?
Yeah. We need more Christmas movies on Hallmark, honestly. There aren't enough of
those
them.
Are the best ones.
Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Right.
Yeah. I think Donna Kelsey's in it, like, a bit.
She is. Yes.
A Chiefs love story is the guy punching his pregnant wife, if we're being honest. I mean, what a horrible organization.
It really is.
Awful.
By the way,
quick aside, if Bill Belichick's son had done what Britt Reid did and he was the spokesperson for a national insurance company, do you think people would make a deal of it?
Yes, yeah. I think they would.
Oh, anyway,
are
sorry.
They not? They're not, nobody's even.
Oh, Andy Reid, yo, discount double check.
I'm seeing news this morning that Adele is in talks to be the Super Bowl halftime show. So I guess it won't be your girl. If those reports are accurate.
That's I don't like that choice.
I don't either. And
it's
I love
too
Adele.
Slow. Yeah,
it's
same.
Too slow.
I'm Courtney. I'm right with you.
You and I were just talking about Adele like a week ago because I asked Greg off air if there was any artist that he has never seen, because I feel like he's seen everybody, that he wants to see before, you know, his death in 100 years. And he said no. He says he feels pretty confident in everybody that he is.
I've seen pretty much everybody, yeah.
And I said my one is Adele.
Yeah.
But Adele.
But you wouldn't want to see her do the Super Bowl halftime show?
No, it's too low energy. Yeah.
No juice to that.
Yeah, there's no juice to that.
Post Malone is the play this year. Like, that is a sweet spot.
I could see Posty.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, I want to see Smokey Robinson before he goes.
Oh, Smokey. They try to take Smokey down, man. Yep.
Wiggy, good morning. Good morning.
Smoke dog. Good morning. So, I was sitting watching last night's game.
Which one? Do you remember?
The Miami-Buffalo game.
What else did you have playing during it?
No. Generally, when I do the Red Sox, sometimes I watch, but sometimes I listen to it on the Odyssey app, and then I'll get in my Call of Duty mode.
Yes.
Or maybe I'm into a little bit of Love and Hip Hop, and it's kind of like there, and I'm hearing it in the background.
Yeah.
So that's where
you incorrectly scored one of Trevor Story's era as being a Tua era during that game. But go ahead, yes.
So when I'm watching last night's game, the Bills versus the Dolphins in Miami. They went up there. I give them credit. They fought hard. They came up short. You know, they made two mistakes that killed them in the game. The roughing the kicker penalty, which led to Buffalo going up 21-14. But they had an opportunity, and then Tua's interception, maybe on Buffalo's, you know, 30-yard line, somewhere in that range, they were driving the football. And I said to myself, you got Pittsburgh coming in here Sunday. If you can win this game, the confidence and the motivation that it could give to this football team, knowing that you have Carolina the following week at home, and then you could be going to Buffalo, a place where it seems like, based off of Miami, that they can be beat. And you could be going up there in 2 weeks playing for first place in the division. And it is a
possibility. Did you just say Buffalo could be beat at home?
Yes.
Did you not watch that game? 12 straight games at home.
Did you not watch that game last night? The reason why Miami lost that game is because the roughing the kicker, which was the dumbest thing that the guy could have did. He's a defensive lineman trying to block a punt and gives him a 15-yard penalty. Buffalo continues to drive in the third quarter, goes down and scores the go-ahead touchdown. You had stopped Buffalo and they were punting you the football and you have this horrible play. Then you drive the football down late into the fourth quarter and Tua throws the worst interception possible when you're driving with an opportunity to at least tie the football game up. If you watched that game last night, Miami had opportunities. So they can be beat at home. Not saying
but you can't do that and then ignore the Prater missed field goal. Like, there were plays that the Bills missed.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But if you – those two plays, I thought, you know, he's going to be missed field goals throughout the game. That's just the way it is.
Right, and there's going to be interceptions by Tua.
But I look at the Patriots are a better team than the Miami Dolphins, and that if you could beat Pittsburgh to give you that confidence, you could be playing Buffalo in 2 weeks.
It's not like you mollywopped the Dolphins, by the way.
No, you didn't.
Barely won.
You did.
I mean,
but did Buffalo?
If we're going to talk about
minus close, 1 foot, you
right.
might not have won that football.
But did you Buffalo size look 10 invincible instead of 12, last they lose.
Night? Did Buffalo look invincible last
no.
night?
It's Thursday night football. Nobody looks invincible.
I'm sure it's week. Also. Like, it's
there
also,
it is. They're showing it right there. Horrible play. Yeah, they're showing it on ESPN.
Oh,
no, you can't see it on Twitch.
I was going to say, you can't show that on Twitch, Ricky. Yeah.
Ken just dropped his
coffee. I understand that. But if you were watching that game last night, Miami had a legit chance.
You also play to the level of your opponent oftentimes. I mean,
I'm sorry.
So then maybe
I never thought for
New
a second
England plays up.
But I never thought for a second the Dolphins were going to win that
Not
game.
Not for a moment.
Never.
But to Wiggy's credit, who was the favorite in the Pats Dolphins game?
Pats.
The Dolphins.
Oh, no,
Dolphins.
No,
the Dolphins. Yeah, and then Dolphins. Last night, the Bills were favored by...
12.5.
Okay, they won by 10. They didn't even... It's not like they won by 4. Like, they won by 10.
Yeah, but it was a cheesy field goal at the end that made it go to 10.
And they missed, they missed a field goal, so it all goes away in the wash.
Well, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Don't be shocked if they beat Pittsburgh.
Just 12 wins at home. No big deal.
Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
We talk a lot on the show during the news about those who have done wrong in schools and are going to be inducted into the Pervert Teacher Association. So I was interested in what is going on in Connecticut, because there is a school district in Connecticut, Torrington, Connecticut, which is trying to impose a dress code for teachers and students. And apparently, and I'm not a big dress code guy. Obviously, if you watch the show, I kind of just roll out of bed, throw on whatever's
available. Big fan of self-expression.
Correct. I don't think a dress code is effective when it comes to how kids are or aren't going to behave. But you may disagree with me, and that's fine. But the teachers are obviously pushing back on this. They don't want a dress code. They feel like a dress code for the students is fine, which they already have there. But what they're trying to eliminate when it comes to what teachers might wear are hoodies, low-cut shirts, and ripped blue jeans.
Right.
And so this may actually be a positive when it comes to eliminating the problem that we have with teachers and students falling in love. If you got rid of if you made the teachers male and female, you know, wear something that kind of, you know, snugs right up to the top of the neck and is so nobody is staring at each other while school's going on.
First and foremost, I think that dress codes are great for kids, because I do think I had a dress code growing up, and anytime it was free dress day, I was not focused on school at all. I was worried about my outfit and what everybody else was wearing.
Not surprising at all.
Whatever. Yeah. So, but when it comes to teachers, don't they have enough on their plate at this point? Like, in this day and age, to then add on, like, that they need to dress a certain way. If you are hiring somebody who has their boobs out every single day, Monday through Friday, in front of kindergartners, like, that's on you. Yeah, that you chose that person.
And I know Wiggy brings us up each time, and he's spot on. Like, I don't remember a single teacher that was in any way something that was viewed as sexual my entire childhood.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, love you, Mrs. Bumpus. I was not into you. Like, it was the furthest thing from my mind.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird.
I don't mind the dress code for
the
teachers.
You like it for the teachers?
Have you seen how some of them dress?
Yeah.
There was a meme that was put up about teachers when we went to school and versus now, and there are some... Hey, there are some thickens out there that wear some tight skirts.
Really?
And I know if I was a 16-year-old in school,
you'd be distracted.
So you think I would not be looking at the blackboard? I can guarantee that.
So you think this is a good thing?
Oh,
in
hell
Connecticut?
Yeah! Hell yeah! I know. Hell yeah! As a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old, 14-year-old, a little wiggy in the classroom with that teacher with the big old booty, I'm like. Man, I ain't paying. What? What assignment?
Is little wiggy code?
No, I'm like, man, what assignment? I'm telling all the fellas, like, hey, man, you see Mrs. Johnson today? Wow,
baby, I am so horny.
In order to get you to pay attention, she'd have to do the math equation right on her booty in the skirt. Like,
yeah.
That would be the only way that
turn that projection screen and put it right on that derriere, and I'll stay focused all day long. I would have been an A student. Have you seen some of these teachers?
Yeah,
though?
I mean, we showed
Mitch,
them
if you can find the meme. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Man, that's Mitch is classic.
Oh, obscene right sexual now. Noises.
Woo!
So that's on YouTube and Twitch right now.
Man.
But I don't think anything that the bottom three women are wearing is inappropriate.
Wiggy.
I don't.
Come on, for a 16-year-old?
No, I'm sorry. I
Courtney?
Don't. It's called being in the real world, and every woman's body is different. Like, they're covered from the neck to the to mid-calves. They've got curves. Like, that is life.
But, like, also, shouldn't we be putting it, like, on, like, the responsibility on the teachers? It's not necessarily the dress code. It's the fact that, how about just don't have a relationship with a 16-year-old?
Right.
Like, 16-year-olds fantasize about everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you throw...
16-year-old boys.
Shime, if you look at the picture up top, if you throw them in the Hillary Clinton pantsuit, you know... Listen, I understand everybody's curves are different, Courtney, but when you're... 14 with hormones rushing through your body, and your teachers...
Yeah, but let them fantasize. Like, who cares? Like, that's not the issue. The problem is condoning a relationship with a 14-year-old.
Right. I'm just saying, the problem is a 14, 15-year-old, they fantasize, and now in the world that they live in, they can see their teachers. They can communicate with them through Snapchat. We couldn't do that back then.
Right.
And granted... our teachers did not look like they look today, and you wouldn't want to communicate. But imagine you could be like, oh, Mrs. Johnson, great job today in class. And she's like, oh, thank you, Billy. And then next thing you know, one thing leads to another, and here you are. I could not focus if they were any one of those.
You wouldn't be able to handle it. So this is a good idea.
Good, I'm all for it.
So they should force a dress code on teachers everywhere so that none of this kind of thing happens.
Throw them in a pantsuit.
What is the dress code? Greg just brought up that they want to eliminate like hoodies and stuff.
No.
Are they going to say you need to be covered from the neck to the toes in baggy clothing?
Throw them in a pantsuit. Yeah, like
those curves are going to show off in a pantsuit.
Yeah, not with a jacket hanging out. Not like that. It's a different thing, Courtney.
It's the pleats.
Yeah, so you would say no tight skirts.
Nope.
Clearly.
Nope. No tight skirts.
I don't know if they're intentionally tight or if they...
No, I mean, they got nice curves.
Exactly. It's not... But these women, they have beautiful bodies. And I see Jay Legend in Coco and Shime's defense. These booties would show through even a pantsuit. They would.
Yeah, but it's not as much, though.
So they've got to wear the jacket all day, too? You want them to overheat?
Yeah, well, you know, turn the air conditioner on. I told you, I would not be... Shime, honestly, Greg... Curtis, could you focus if you were a 14-year-old boy and you had one of those teachers?
Wiggy, yeah. I couldn't focus regardless.
You could?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
stop.
I would have a hard time.
I didn't hit my sexual peak until 47.
I'm not saying you didn't hit it. Shout out to those teachers.
All right. Anyway.
I feel
all right,
sick.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, my 47 God.
47 was a great number.
Thanks.
I just wasn't expecting you to say that.
Not at all.
Can you imagine the dads? Hey, when's your next parent-teacher conference? I want to show up to that thing.
All right. Well, those are our leads. It's a Patriots Friday. Robert Spillane will be coming up with us in about 10 minutes. Here now is Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped their last against the A's. 5-3 was the final after Oakland jumped out to a 3-1 start in the first inning. Brian Baio went 4 innings, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 3. So that magic number to clinch a wild card spot for the Sox stays at 8. The guys now in...
It's like a minor league roster. Like, I guess it's appropriate that you're playing this weekend in the AAA ball field. These guys, a lot of these guys would not be playing on other teams. I mean, I
who wouldn't?
Sogard.
But what about Bregman, Sadon Rafael?
Yes.
Ref Schneider. Narvaez.
Narvaez, yes. I don't know.
Do you think the Red Sox would be better and being able to pay more attention to their game if Will Fleming stopped dressing the way he is?
Probably.
Yeah, I think he's all right.
The guys now in Tampa Bay to take on the Rays tonight. 7:35 first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Bills took down the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football. A closer game than most expected, ending 31-21 after the teams went to the locker room at halftime, tied at 14. Tua Tagovailoa completed 22 of 34 passes for 146 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had an interception in the loss, while Josh Allen completed 22 of 28 for 213 yards and 3 touchdowns in Buffalo's win. The Patriots are gearing up for their Week 3 matchup with the Steelers on Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff. We'll talk to Robert Spillane on this Patriots Friday morning. Keon White seemed good to go. He practiced fully yesterday. Christian Gonzalez partial practice yesterday. So I'm unsure whether or not we see him on Sunday against the Steelers. And drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got They Said It.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Sean. I'm assuming that is in honor of my lead this morning, and a Connecticut town is attempting to introduce a dress code for teachers so as to maybe prevent the distraction that an outfit worn by a teacher might cause for a young man or a young woman. So more on that later, I am sure. We will get to Courtney with the news coming up. We will also get to They Said It. But it is a Patriots Friday, and Robert Splaine of the New England Patriots is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy the most. Brought to you also by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. By Zondark Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. And Robert Splaine is brought to you on a Patriots Friday by findmassmoney.gov. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on with us. Got a win last week. And how good was it for this team to get that out of the way in week two?
Oh, huge. Us being such a new team, a new group of guys, to be able to come out of there with a win was such a big thing for our confidence going forward.
Robert, when you look at this defense, you guys are doing a great job against the run, but you're struggling against the pass. What do you have to clean up in that area to allow you guys to be productive against the pass moving forward?
Yeah, I really think this week we've really honed in on our details, our fundamentals, and our techniques. And as a defense, we all made sure to get a little bit better in our individual assignments. And we made it a real point this week during practice. So we're excited to get out here this Sunday and showcase those opportunities.
2 weeks in, and this team ranks 31st in missed tackles with 25. Wiggy and some of the guys who played a long time ago, talk a lot about the lack of contact, the lack of time in preseason. As you guys have looked at those missed tackles, what do you need to do to fix that?
Yeah, footwork is king when it comes to tackling. Putting your chest on chest and wrapping your arms and finishing on the ground, and that's our goal. We really made a big emphasis this week to focus on tackling. One of our three focal points of the week. So we worked them in drills. We put the pads on yesterday. And like I said, we're excited to go out there on Sunday and really put that work to the test.
Robert, going into Miami for the defense, you guys were without Terrell. How did you feel like the guys stepped up in the absence of your defensive coordinator? And how proud were you of the guys?
I was very proud. It's never easy losing your leader as a defense. But at the end of the day, it's next man up, whether it's our head coach, whether it's our punter, whether it's our middle linebacker, receiver, we always expect the next guy to go in there with the starter's mentality, with the mentality that this is a huge opportunity for them. So I think we had enough guys that said this is an opportunity for us to step up, and we did.
Robert, have you ever gone on a silent retreat?
I have yet to go on a silent retreat. It is definitely intriguing, though.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, also ayahuasca. Have you tried that?
I have not. I've stayed mostly in the United States in my life, so I'm pretty sure that's a South American thing, I believe.
Yes. It's a cleanse. It looks really gross. But what are your thoughts on facing Aaron Rodgers in the future Hall of Famer on Sunday?
when watching Aaron Rodgers' film, I was really surprised at how well I think he's moving around back there. He's taking hits. He's making off-balance throws. He's putting the ball in the receiver's hand. So I think he's really playing at a high level this year, and it'll be a great challenge for us to not only get home on the rush, but to stay in coverage for those extended plays and to finish each and every play, because whether he's going down or finds a way out, he's going to put the ball up.
Robert, you look at what you guys are able to do when it comes to getting to the quarterback. You lead the league in sacks. What's led to that for your defense when it comes to leading the league in sacks?
I definitely think sacks is a big, huge thing. You can blitz to get sacks. You can rush four to get sacks. But our D-line has really stepped up big this year for us, especially to finish last game with Harold making a huge play and then Milton getting the game-winning sack. So I'm really proud of how those guys have continued to work, and I know that they're going to continue to produce big plays on Sundays.
Can I get just a player perspective, somebody who's in the league playing currently, on the tush push? Because we've talked about it a lot this week, and about, for us as fans, it's kind of a boring play, but it seems to work. Like, where are you guys as players on it?
Personally, I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for the players as a whole, but the tush push is part of our game. It's a legal play, and they use it. I don't get to make the rules, and I don't get to decide whether they should keep it or not. So the only worry I have is how do we defend it as a team? And I think, you know, everyone's been putting work in to both run it on offense and to defend it on defense. So we're going to continue to work it in preparation for it to come up.
Robert, this would affect you directly. Would you like to see the league allow you linebackers to be able to push the D linemen, at least to maybe have a similar advantage as the offense, because the offense can get pushed by guys behind them?
Yeah, you can push the D line. So that is a big way that that you can try to offset the force of somebody else pushing their quarterback. You push the D lineman.
Robert, the Steelers' red zone offense has been extremely efficient once they get there, but they're having a hard time getting to the 20. Has that been a major point for you guys in practice this week, to just keep Aaron Rodgers and the offense away from red zone so that they don't need to capitalize there?
Of course, that's always our goal. We want to get the drive stopped, and the drive stopped early. Every time we take the field, I usually tell the guys, you know, three and out or the football. So ideally, we get the three and out, but if we don't, we end up taking the ball away. And that's always our goal when we step on the field, whether it's at the backed up five or it's on the positive 10, you know. So we go out there with the mindset of get the drive stopped. That's one of our goals as a defense, get the drive stopped. No matter where we take the field. So that is a big key. Don't let them get going.
All right. Well, back at Gillette, and good test this week. And we appreciate you taking the time, as always, Robert Splain.
Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. It's a Patriots Friday, and you can talk about the New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers all day long and all weekend long. And, of course, we will be out at Gillette, as we always are, on Monday with Mike Vrabel and with Boomer Esiason. So mm-hmm.
Good stuff. I mean, I think that, like, the question about tackling is huge. And you always wonder, I get it, I played in a different era, and I know he said they worked on it and that kind of thing. But, you always wonder how much they can really, really work on it because of maybe the new rules. And so it's part of them not having as much time, or the new rules not allowing it. See some of that.
It's interesting because it's two different coaches, but it was an issue for this team last year. Right? Uh-huh. We talked about it a lot.
Right.
Like, and then you could say, well, it's a league-wide thing, but you're at the very bottom when it comes to the rest of the league, when it comes to being able to grab guys and hold them up. So I don't know.
I think it's like he said, it's more about just getting the guy down, wrapping up. And I see a lot of times where guys come in and they try to make that big hit, and then they don't wrap up. And so I guess the focal point from a coaching staff is we don't care about the big hit. Get the guy on the ground. If you got to jump on his back, if you got to, like, you know, gator roll him, whatever it is, just get him on the ground.
Well, especially because I think he was victim to that last week, Wiggy, in the Woods Dolphins game. It was him, and I think it happened on Marte Mapu, where they went for the big hit. It seemed like it was a big collision, but the Dolphin guys kind of spun away and gained another 5 yards.
Yeah.
Mapu, I think, was trying to keep him in bounds. If you and I are talking about the same play.
I think it was a different play. Okay. But I know which one you're talking about.
But still, you got to try to make contact.
Just
with
wrap
the guy.
Him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if you just pick him up and hold him there, the refs will blow the whistle for forward progress. You still have to wrap him up.
And Chaim, I know the exact play that you're talking about, the Splane play, yeah. Where he tried to come in and he just lowered his shoulder and he tried to put a lick on him. And there was just it's like, don't worry about the big hit. Just, if I was a defensive coach, I don't care about big hits. Wrap up.
Right.
Wrap the guy up because, you know, these guys on offense, some of them have unbelievable balance. And if you don't wrap up, they're able to bounce off of you.
Low man wins, pad level.
Yeah, definitely. And he said that the push in the defense is legal.
No, he said it's illegal.
Oh, okay, illegal, right? Yeah.
It's frowned upon.
Yeah, I wish, like, they would give those guys that opportunity. I have no problem with the tush push. Just give the defense the same type of opportunity to do what the offense is doing. And I think if you could do that,
yeah,
everybody would be happy.
Okay. We will get to They Said It coming up next. And one of the things that we will hear is what Josh McDaniels said while gushing over Steph Diggs. So all of that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next. News coming up with Courtney. By the time we get to it, I am guessing it will be 8:20. And a reminder that you can leave a voice note for us on any topic, on any time. If you would like your voice to be heard, then leave a Hill note for us, and we will play the best ones back coming up at about 9:20 or 9:30 on a Patriots Friday this morning. We do that every morning. By the way, point of clarification, because I can't figure it out. Shime went back and listened. He can't figure it out. I'm getting text messages up the wazoo on the Subaru of New England text line about it. Was Robert Spillane saying that defensive players can indeed push or cannot indeed push?
I don't know. I thought I was confused on that. But
then I got a text from somebody very confident, might have been Tom Brady, mm-hmm. Who said that defensive players can push other defensive players. You just can't do it on a field goal attempt or a kickoff.
So
whatever.
According to Google AI, no, a linebacker cannot legally push a defensive lineman from behind to add momentum. According to AI Overview, NFL Rule 9, Section 2, Article 3B.
Article 3, yeah.
Because I would say if it is legal to do it, why wouldn't you as a coach say when they get in it, push our guys so we can add the same momentum that the quarterback's getting from being pushed.
Yeah.
That's why I asked the question.
I would think that if you could do it, at least one coach would have tried to figure out a way to combat the brotherly shove.
That's why when he said it, he was like, I wish we could do that.
And honestly, if it is somehow legal, if there's one guy that's going to figure it out, it's going to be Mike Vrabel. Like, he was trying to outsmart Belichick at times. Like, this guy will know if you can actually do something like
He's
that.
He's currently focusing on guys who can't tackle in the NFL.
Fair point.
That would be the first thing.
Might be more concerned with that.
Can I tell you, Greg, the Seaport is lovely.
Yes.
Was back there yesterday.
Oh.
Was bowling with the James man at King's. Oh. Great spot. And the little courtyard outside your abode, I hadn't been there. It is just a little lovely enclave in the middle of the hustle and bustle.
Yeah, it's very nice out there.
Yeah.
They had a some kind of a salsa dancing thing going on last night. Mm-hmm. And
I think they do that weekly.
Yeah, they do.
Greg,
yeah.
Be honest, did you go and were you disappointed?
No, I I asked where the guac was. Lindsay asked me if I would ever go do that with her, and I said, of course, honey.
Okay. Thank God.
If you'd like to go to a salsa dancing class, we could do that. I'd be happy to do that.
That'd be cool. Love to watch you salsa dance. Like, that would be something special.
I'll bring the Tostitos.
I think I'm busy for quite a while. But
By the way, Maple and Ash, that place looks like it's going to be massive.
Oh,
yeah.
They're huge in Chicago.
Yeah.
What is Maple and Ash?
It's a new steakhouse. It's right. Oh. It's bad news for me. It's right in my courtyard, right next to Van Leeuwen. So
I could hear the reeds as I walked past it.
That and Rocco's.
But it's a pretty well known steakhouse. They had Chicago, Lauderdale. They have them all over the place. So,
are they opening a sports bar over there soon?
Rocco's is supposed to open up soon, but I don't know when that's going to open up.
I don't know date.
Can
either.
You imagine the complaints last night though about the loud salsa music? I enjoy it.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
I'd open the windows.
There must have been people that were losing their mind.
Interesting thing that I observed when walking through your area though: not a lot of smiling people. People are very like dour. And they all look like they need to eat something.
Oh, Curtis, it's the economy.
Record highs there, bud.
They're building a new high rise over there.
Hey, why doesn't the Globe write about the 401k now? Why is it only when it's plummeting?
I don't know. All right, Chime, let's get right to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's Law, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors standing beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. So call Ketch's Law today. Tell them we told you to call. What is up first this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, Josh McDaniel spoke to the media and had a lot of nice things to say about one Stephon Diggs. Here was Josh McDaniels.
He's very bright. He's got a lot of, you know, game experience and savvy. Just it doesn't take long for you to have a conversation with him about something that you want to do, or you have an idea or a vision of how it wants to play out, how you want it to play out. And Steph can and go out there and he's following you when you're speaking to him or we're watching film. Very competitive and in the right way. You know, his leadership is intense, but it's the right type of intensity because he wants to win. Unselfish. He's been a very good teammate. Love working with him. Brings a excitement to it. Every day is it's been a great experience for me so far, and not surprising.
Wiggy, you're the expert, and I use the term loosely.
Yep.
2 weeks in, has Josh McDaniels been utilizing Steph Diggs the way you expected that he would?
Steph Diggs is now a possession receiver. He's a possession slot guy. I mean, so he's utilizing him in a position that's what he does. You know, catch the ball. He's not. Well, at least he hasn't shown he's a big run after catch. He's not a big rack guy or yak guy, however you say it. He's somebody, you know, that knows the offense, maybe knows where to sit down in the soft spots, catch the ball. I mean, isn't that what he is? I mean, am I the only one who sees that and goes, okay, this is kind of what Steph Diggs is?
And he leads the team in receptions, right? Like, that's kind of what you want. Yeah. So, I mean, I think overall, him and Drake may need to continue to work together because, you saw it in that Miami game. Drake expected him to sit down in that zone coverage, and Steph kind of tried to turn it inside, and so they missed on that throw. But that'll come by week 10. They'll hit that every time.
Yeah, I mean, if your expectations are you – we're getting somebody that was going to go out there and be an elite number one, where teams are going to be like, all right, we got to double this guy. I think that doesn't look like what that's going to be for Steph.
We can take a quick break. We'll continue with They Said It. Shime, what do we have for a tease on that?
Curtis has been very mad at people who are going against Tom Brady being in the booth and being a minority owner. Well, what Antonio Pierce has to say will not please Curtis and will incite that other side even more.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.